Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I fell so hard.
Welcome back. 4 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Levin's here. Rob's a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for 15 years. He's the founder and editor-in-chief CEO of RLS Media, and he's a CPA by education and by profession in the once upon a time in his life. And he's also an entrepreneur, and I've watched his entrepreneurial endeavors bloom over the last few years. It's been really fun to watch. He's our good friend, Rob Levin. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot for having me, Jim. What is this, like episode 600 with the two of us?
601, yeah.
601, okay, I lost count. It's always a great time.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back. So one of the things that you learn real quick when you become a business owner is the preciousness of time. Because you can't, it's the only thing you can't synthesize. So many things, technology has helped us be more productive, but we still only have 1,440 minutes in a day. That hasn't changed, has it? And so time is the most precious thing in our business. It's more precious than our cash, and as precious as that is. And finding how to leverage our time, use our time well, is the ongoing challenge. Never ends, does it?
It's the challenge of the opportunity, however you look at it. But it is absolutely crucial because there are so many business owners, and I've been there. I don't know if you've ever been there. That sometimes get a little off track, start doing what I would call low-valued work, administrative work, and here's the thing: that's one thing, but we're in such a competitive marketplace right now with changing buying behaviors constantly. Mm-hmm. That if you aren't spending time on marketing, on working with your team, on sales, on business development, on strategy, just thinking about, hey, where's the market going? You're going to be missing out.
That's CEO work.
Unfortunately, too many business owners. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you've got to.
And the only time that changes is, and even then, not so much, is if you're a one-person show and you have all the work that you can get and it's almost like you're a craftsperson and there's mm-hmm. a line of customers always at the door. Other than that, and that's very few people, you have to be putting in time to those other things.
Yeah. Well, everybody, two things that I encourage people to do is, number one, is you've got to find gain the ability to differentiate from your management work and your CEO work. The management work will always argue for itself. It will always advocate for itself. The management stuff will always keep your attention. The CEO stuff, you have to make sure you have to be devoted to allocating time for CEO stuff. And even though it's sometimes we know that it's kind of fun to think about things about where the company's going, We look around, we say, wait a minute, this is about next year. This isn't making me money today. And we revert back to management before we've finished, done good work in the CEO, with our CEO time. What do you think?
Yeah, there's some expression, right? There's something about, we focus on the urgent instead of the important.
Majoring in the minors. Another friend of mine told me. Majoring in the minors.
Yeah, that's right. And it's hard to do. And, you know, some people don't have somebody to do that administrative work. Even when you do, and that sometimes is also an issue of letting go. There are people available either within your team or outside of your team. Sometimes it's just a matter of, oh, you know what? I can do it better than anybody else. Yeah, maybe you can, but you got to be finding the time to do those things that you were talking
about.
That's the perfection. CEO level work, that owner level work.
That's the perfection lie that we tell ourselves. And that's the reason why for a long time now you've heard me say, you got to seek excellence, Excellence is possible and productive. Perfection is neither. And that's the biggest problem with small businesses learning how to delegate. Small business owners learning how to delegate. We did all the jobs first, and when we did it, it was perfect to us. And we have to realize that the next person we give it to is not going to do it perfect like we did it. And we got to get over that, because that's not going to help us grow, is it?
It won't. And you know what the funny thing is? Because I was always like that. I am a bit of a jack of all trades. I understand finance, marketing, and all of that other stuff, and even some IT and all of that. And then, you know what's funny, though? When I started to let go in different companies, magic started to happen.
That's exactly
you know, I was able
right.
to focus on higher-level things. And you know what? People, in many cases, did do things a lot better than I did.
Eventually. And mainly because it all got done. That's the main thing that I want to get done. We're going to talk about how to solve some of these problems and how to become a better delegator after the break with our good friend Rob Levin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.